Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Van Halen bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I got some things I want to talk to you about, just you and me. So here's a trick question for you, and as I say, it's a trick question. If your business were a car, if it were an automobile, would the dashboard have warning lights on them or gauges? When I was a kid, growing up, I remember the first time cars started having warning lights. You know, all those years, for generations, cars had gauges to tell you when the temperature was too hot in the motor, when it was lower, the oil pressure was down, when the water pressure was up, and the battery charge was off, whatever. They were always gauges with needles. And then some smart guy came up with the idea of having a flashy, never mind those tacky gauges, let's put these pretty warning lights that would come on and just blink a little bit when you needed to know something, right? Well, I think in your business, your car should have gauges. That's the correct answer, gauges. Because gauges provide incremental information, while lights are either on or they're off. One, you got one or the other, and gauges give you many different pieces of information. Business gauges in your business, the gauges are financial statements, the numbers that you accumulate, and the ratios that those numbers create that anticipate attention. They let you know that you're headed the direction you're headed in, so you can do something about it before it gets out of hand. Warning lights often don't reveal there's a problem until there is a problem, until it's too late. So let's take a look at these two different kinds of dashboard instrument panels, as they address the same three things. We'll talk about inventory and payroll and growth. So an inventory warning light says, check inventory. That's all it says, check inventory. Like check oil, right? This light flashes when you're out of stock. That's it. Oh, you've got plenty of inventory. You're not out of inventory. But your inventory has gotten poorly distributed across lines. And you don't have what customers want right now. That's what the light's telling you. If you have a gauge, if you have an inventory gauge, if you're following it closer with your financial statements, this is your balance sheet. Your balance sheet tells you, and your operating statement as well, but both of those tell you, they help you see inventory creeping up in any month. If you thought you had made a profit this month, and you didn't, it might be because your inventory creeped up. If you look at your balance sheet, you can see how it creeped up on you. And so if it increased, then you can say, wait a minute, I need to check and make sure that it didn't increase in an area that was what people don't want. Remember this, folks, inventory is cash you can't spend until a customer pays for it. I'm going to say that again, and this will be on the test. Inventory is cash you can't spend until a customer pays for it. Can your cash flow wait for a light to flash before you make adjustments in your inventory? Payroll caution light says it flashes high payroll. A payroll light only comes on when this expense is already too high. By then, you've made hiring and compensation commitments you just can't justify. The payroll gauge is the needle on the gauge, identifying the payroll to sales ratio, including a breakdown of how much you should be paying sales, how much you should be paying management and production, etc. Payroll is likely your largest operating expense. Oftentimes, most companies, 55% of their operating expense is payroll. Do you want to wait for a light to flash or manage it with the incremental movement of a needle? That's the difference between having financial statements and ratios and not having them. The growth light, the growth danger light, excessive speed is flashing excessive speed. This light blinks when your working capital engine has reached red line operating levels. By that time, either your internal systems are overextended, you will have your growth, you will have grown yourself out of business, or both. The gauge, your growth gauge, is certain financial ratios and a cash flow projection. You've heard me talk about that many times. And a cash flow projection. These are growth gauges that indicate if you have the working capital to expand or if you should slow down just a little bit until you've acquired the capital to grow successful. To use a sports metaphor, forgive me, but you've heard the term outkick your coverage. If you grow faster than your capital will handle, that's called outkicking your coverage. And you'll get into trouble. With a sustainable with sustainable success depending on sound growth decisions, you need the incremental immediacy of a needle. The needle's moving, one little tick. It tells you which way it's going, which way is your growth going. Not the vagueness of a blinking light. Business gauges are the numbers on your financial statements and the ratios that they produce. Like gauges on a car, on your instrument panel, when displayed accurately and checked regularly, they move in small increments to show positive trends or alert you to specific dangerous directions. Astute business operators not only manage the movement of their operating gauges, they also understand the cause and effect relationship that each gauge has on another. Remember this, folks. Businesses that survive long-term have gauges on their dashboard, not warning lights. We'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassing, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after these messages. When we'll come back, I'm going to talk about how small business owners are filing their taxes. Are they filing extensions or are they getting it done? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.